This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jameis Winston thing that we saw last night.
It was beautiful.
To hell with the game.
I love that, man.
I'm talking about that man went face first on a snow angel. Who in the hell does that? If you could say what is Jameis Winston? Let me show you.
My man, national treasure.
He led his whole team out there with him. Almost they ran out to celebrate the game, and it's snowing like hell. And he goes to do a snow angel, but he goes face first, face mask into the ground, and does this. Like, you got to be a special type of dude to go face first. I've done many a snow angel. I ain't never turned and said, let me put my nose and face in it and then do it like this. What am I going to act like? That was the most...
And it's just so genuine, man. Like everything he does is genuine. Like, it's gleeful.
It's like a little kid.
Yes.
That had to be his first snow angel, right?
I was going to say, he from Florida?
You don't go face first. That has to be.
Look,
somebody had to say, "Hey, fool, turn your back."
He's a little bit older, so he don't bend like he used to.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, and unless
he bent on that rushing touchdown.
Yeah, I was gonna say, unless the defense bends you, you don't bend like you used to. And he probably ain't done. The only thing he's ever dove into is probably water. He ain't never hit those snow angels.
Probably,
man,
dove into a few things.
Well, but, yeah.
Yeah. Water has no soul.
I meant literal. I guess you are too.
Yeah, I am too. He's going head first a few times.
Right.
But that just done me in. Like, yeah, we'll get into that game. But I just said that fool is on his face.
Yeah.
Doing that damn snow angel. But Jameis.
Boy, I'm going to tell you, man.
He's a wild boy.
Cleveland needed Jameis Winston more than Jameis Winston needed Cleveland. That's for damn sure, huh?
I'm telling you, boy. By the way, any of you, 713-572-4-16, you can text this in. I wonder with you two as well. Have y'all ever been in that type? Have y'all ever physically been out and seen that type of snow?
Yeah.
A couple times.
But you have been.
Yeah, it snowed
you've
like
been
that
around, obviously.
Yeah, Arkansas it snowed like that. Okay. Not a ton, but it snowed like that. Yeah, I've been around.
I've talked to a couple of people, including our guy from our promo staff, said, I ain't never seen that snow before in my life.
I'll be never in it next week at Breckenridge.
Oh, see,
not next seen? Week, next month.
I wonder how many people in there because them fools of Steelers out here, they They making snowballs and throwing them at each other after touchdown celebrations.
Hey, the best part of that last night for me, other than the football, the action was off the charts. But I don't know if everybody hung around and watched the Amazon Prime post game show.
So good,
where Jameis Winston joined them.
Yes.
Ron, he gets off the set. He done played a full game. I mean, he tried to do the Saquon Barkley for a touchdown. He has to be sore. He gets off the set, runs, dives, does more snow angels, full uniform still, gets up, and Ron, it's not joking, it felt like 20 minutes, but at least 5 minutes worth of snowball fights with the whole crew. They all got off and did snow angels, and he was running around hiding, throwing snowballs at
he's having a blast.
What's his name? Gonzalez.
Yeah.
I mean, he was.
What's her name on the set said, "We're all going. We're all going out here. Let's go."
That's Carissa.
I'm thinking Carissa went. Carissa went a little too hard, though. You see her in the background when she did her dive?
Yeah.
She was one of them like, whoa.
She's been waiting on that all night,
it
baby.
It looked like she was running and somebody shot her from the press box. I mean, she just laid
she
it down.
She was living.
I can't believe Jay Williams messed that up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, Carissa.
I'm going to tell you, man, the fact that buddy in that weather started and played as physical as he had to play to win that game and then was out there like a little kid for 5 minutes and couldn't get enough of it.
No, he couldn't.
Snowball fighting after the game. And then we want the and I know there's truth to it, but we want folks to buy into this. All these short weeks are impossible. You know, these guys can't possibly come on, man. Jameis Winston just showed you what's
up. Dude,
all
I might have to buy a Jameis jersey. Like, okay. I really might have to.
Let's not get aggressive here.
No, right, I love this guy.
All right, I see people on the 5-Hour Energy Fan text line, 5-Hour Energy Fan line, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. As I see somebody text in, and somebody check in on this, is Jameis and D'Amico from the same hometown?
That is correct.
Did they produce?
Same exact town in Bama, yep.
They produce those same two products?
I'll be damned.
Wow.
Just treasures.
They probably both got streets named after them in that town.
They should.
All right, real quick on that game, as Pittsburgh had won 5 in a row, they are actually now just one game ahead of the Texans, but a team in the running. They had a shot. Actually, Clint, going into the game, they and the Chiefs were the only teams that controlled their own destiny to the one seed in the AFC. Now, that changed after that loss. And I want the people to react and respond to this as well. Did that game in which the 2-8 Browns took on the 8-2 Steelers, did that make anybody nervous for Sunday? Did that make anybody nervous for Sunday with the Texans in a spot going up against you could look at the Titans and the Browns and say they've got some talent over there. You know, you got Myles Garrett, you got Jeffrey Simmons, and you got Landry, and you got some guys on that defense. Ward is a good player in the secondary. Jerry Jeudy looked like the Jerry Jeudy maybe that people thought he would look like Nick Chubb. They've got some dudes over there. The Titans have some guys over there. Ridley and Simmons and Pollard has done things in this league. Did that make you nervous, or did that make you check up a little bit about this game Sunday?
It didn't make me nervous, but it damn sure was a stark reminder of what can happen on any given
wake
Sunday.
Up. Look, yeah.
You know, you get a little bit of weather. You get some matchups that you struggle with, which – now, this part of it, I think we can directly tie to what we're facing this weekend with the Titans is, you know, clearly that defensive front for the Cleveland Browns was a lot for Russell Wilson and his offensive line to handle.
Especially that one guy.
Yeah, well, that one, it starts with, it's always one head of the snake, right? But you look at that, and that was a stark reminder of how quickly, you know, a defensive front can change the game in a big, big way. And so that's, I think there's some parallels to that. To what the Texans are going to see this week, but the only thing, and I know you're not asking for details, but the only thing for me is I don't think Will Levis has got Jameis Winston in him.
Yeah, are they that far off?
No, look, you know what I mean?
They
approach the game the same way, and they're both gunslingers, and they'll both throw the ball into traffic and get in trouble that way. But Jameis has got the ability, Jameis has the ability to go out there and put 400 on you and have an unbelievable game, and everybody go, well, where's that?
He's certainly done it more.
I don't think Will's got that. I don't think Will has the ability to do what Jameis did last night.
He's done it, like, he's had a couple of, like, his first
game. I know
game.
He doesn't have the ability to get his team to rally.
I don't think they believe in him. But does he have it to go out and do something? Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. As I said, did last night make you nervous or make you in any ways rethink your thoughts about this game? Because it's a similar situation. You know, a team at – and it really even worse because you're
team
at home.
With nothing to play for, but
it's
pretty
talented.
That
has talent and has a quarterback that –
the Jets.